Our conversation with the head coach, Game 84, brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For Less. Now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. We often have what I consider to be a very pleasant, enjoyable conversation before we start this, kind of a catch-up. It's usually, you know, how are you? How's everything? How's the family? What's going on? But we actually stumbled into something that I wanted to start with, so I thought we would just kind of jump right in rather than, like, leave it in the locker room.
Yep.
I thought that kind of made sense. Because what I was – I literally – this is what I wrote down as my note to start. How great is the temptation, the siren song, of overthinking the previous game when you have – 52 hours, 72 hours, whatever it happens to be between games in a playoff series.
Well, I think number one is you overanalyze it for sure. But then the most important thing is, to me, it's always about what you're going to share with your team and what small things you need to do differently and be able to be concise in that message. And I think that that's one of the things that we really focused on in game one as we got ready for game one was we didn't want to overdo it. Because I think the natural tendency is, and you get into the playoffs and you hand out these big, thick notebooks and those type of things. And, hey, at the end of the day, it's basketball. We got a lot of guys going through this at the early stages of their career. You need to be able to play with a clear mind. I think that's more important. So as we go into game two, there are things we need to do a lot better than we did in game one. We know that, and we have to improve off those things. And hopefully they've been well articulated.
And I would imagine there is so little you can – there is nothing you can do to simulate – this is how long Max and I have been doing this. We talked to Antoine Walker right off the court after his first playoff game in 2002. And having known him as well as we did at that time, you could tell in his eyes and in the things that he said, he had just been through an experience, his first playoff game, different from anything he had been through before. So there is, I imagine, nothing you could say or prepare or a book you could write to simulate the experience of what a lot of these guys went through significantly for the first time on Sunday.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And that's why you don't try to. You know, you just tell them this is what it's going to feel like. Don't be surprised by the intensity. But then they've got to live it. And they've done a good job of handling that.
It would be easy to talk about Al if that wasn't his best game as a Celtic. It had to be on a short list. But I was more interested in the games of a couple of guys, Shane Larkin and Terry Rozier. There's a skill. And maybe I admire it because I never had it. It's that baseball closer, NFL defensive back, quickly move on from calamity, and it's forgotten by the time you get to the next play. And if both guys don't do that, you're probably down one instead of up one.
No question. I think it's one of the great strengths of our team is we don't get too down. Obviously, we've been in a position a lot this year where we've had to come back and win. You know, we were in the position where we had a lead in the first quarter, but in a position where we were down 10 in the second. And this team never gets rattled. This team can have bad things happen to them individually. They just move on to what's next. I appreciate that about all of them, but the point guard play was huge for us the other day.
Looking back on it and that ugly stretch in the second quarter, and you had, obviously, an answer that entertained the masses after the game about that was the game plan and throwing it to the other team. But looking back at it, again, without overanalyzing, how many of that in that sequence of those turnovers would you call pilot error, unforced errors? Yeah, unforced error versus, the things that Milwaukee does that are going to make things difficult.
No, I don't think there's any doubt. I thought we were trying to thread the needle on some passes. Then we got a little rattled. But, hey, we only had 15 turnovers for the night, and considering we had five in that small segment, that's pretty darn good. So you're going to have moments that aren't as pretty. You just got to move forward from them. We can't have a situation again where we give up three straight runouts. We are hard enough to score on when our defense is locked in and set with all of our bodies there that we need to set our defense every time down the floor. So, you know, I had an old college friend, Matt Painter, who's the head coach at Purdue. When we were coaching the USA team in 2011, he pulled everybody aside and he took the ball and he drop kicked it about 100 yards, and he said that's a way better turnover than throwing it to the other team on the run. And I thought that's probably the case. I'd rather get a 24-second violation and go set our defense.
That's the head coach. How far, if you had to run yesterday, how far could you have made it in that?
Oh.
In that weather. I mean, we talk about – our job is to talk about these athletic achievements. And you watch people yesterday in that. It's, if anyone was out yesterday, knows what it was like to try to run. I tried to run a mile and a half, and I was, you know, cursing everybody in the world. I can't even imagine it.
It's funny. I'm reading a book called Endure, and it's about written by a runner, written by a serious runner, and it's about kind of the physiological and psychological challenges of running. And I can't imagine what yesterday felt like. You know, it was one of those things that I actually, in my own naive, only been here for 5 years state, said to Tracy, like, why didn't they just reschedule it for today? It just makes more sense. But I guess we just in Boston, we just do it, which I like that.
The easy way is never really – that's never really been the chosen path around here.
I like it.
Celtics and the Bucks, game two, next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.